Again, nice to have everybody back. So once again, we are on page 59, also known as Simon Chaf, and we are up to Bates. So yesterday we were talking about who you're buying tzitzis from, Amazon, you know, like all these type of things, right? I just wanted to mention, I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan today that I think Mr. Magid asked, the first thing the Machaber says that if you bought a talis which had tzitzis on it from a Yisrael, and then he's also from a guy who's a salesperson, a merchant, kosher. So Mr. Magid asked the alumnus, right, why is the Machaber of course, if you buy from a Jew, it's kosher. Like what, you know? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah talked about that even though he's just a regular Jew, but again, since he's not kosher, we don't suspect, so it's okay. But still, so believe it or not, I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan today that he says, you're right, that's not a Chiddush. It's not a Chiddush, that first halacha. But the Machaber, as he often does, cites the language of the Gemara. And there is a case where it is a chiddush, and that is if there's tchelis, because you couldn't buy, you have to be careful who you bought tchelis from. So so even though we don't have tchelis, unfortunately, yet, whatever, let's stay away from that. But the Machaber just stuck with the Lashon of the Gemara. I thought that's very interesting.
Isn't it also a chiddush that we can buy it from a
goy? Yeah, but just tell, right, so but then you should use it as a different language, right? You know, like, I mean, you were bothered by it, right?
I was bothered by the fact that what if he doesn't say who he bought it from?
Right, okay. That's just a, okay. So let's go on to base. Now, this is a very interesting halacha. Ein mokrin talis metzuyas. You're not allowed to sell a talis, which has tzitzis on it, la'ovei kochavim, to a non-Jew. Now, the question is why? So the Machaber says, Shema Yislave im Yisrael Baderach, because maybe he'll accompany a Jew, Malave, on the road, V'yargenu, and he'll kill him. In other words, he'll be masquerading like a Jew. And you know, right?
That's happening now.
Afilo mashkein ulahafgir talis mitzuyasetz, and even to use it as collateral, right? Again, a Jew borrowed money from a non-Jew, and you have to put down collateral. So I could imagine an evangelical going would say, "Oh, that, those are the." You know, let's really mention, mention in the Bible, you know, like, right? Like somebody told me, oh, so the so even to do that, usher is also usher. Elim Cain, who lefi sha'a, delek alamecha shlaha. Unless it's for a very short period of time, so then we're not worried about the previous issue. Oh, I should say, explain. Yislava, excuse me, Yislava means to borrow money. And it'll be lova to a Jew, money, right? He'll lend money to a Jew. I'm sorry, I miss. And he'll kill him to keep it. So so now, again, this happens, believe it or not, because, well, let me bring up two cases. Well, let me go back. I'm sorry I'm being so disjointed today. But the Mishnah Berurah and also the Be'er Halacha bring down that there's another reason brought down in the Gemara. That you shouldn't sell to a goy tzitzis, a talis with tzitzis on, because maybe... The guy will be with a woman of ill repute, and as payment, he'll say, "Hey, look, you know, look what I got. These are, you know, religious, you know, like the It's very interesting to me, right? There's an Isra in the Torah, Esnan Zona, right? So what that means is, can you imagine that you have a woman of ill repute, and she gets, a sheep for payment. So she'll want to bring it as a carbon, right? So we know people are like that, right? Say mafiosos are like that, right? You're religious. I want to bring a sacrifice in it. I murder people, but you don't like them. I give to the church, unfortunately, people are like that. It's a very big issue, believe it or not, in the from world also. So, do you take... do you take donations from non-from people? Do you take a, remember Robert Gruskin, so his son had a yeshiva, so he would not take. I don't remember another yeshiva. They would take from a non-from person, but not like for svarim or for the Beis Hamedrash or. Like something else.
Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was approached by Lady Samuel of England with a huge check to be used for Torah scholars.
Right.
And he says, I don't take.
That could be different. In other words, because there's stories about that. I think Shlomo Zalman and Rav Liashev, maybe Rav Liashev, I don't remember, one of the two, that somebody wanted to give them money and said, for tzedakah. And he said, because, do you maybe.
Where's it from?
Well, there's a lot of issues, believe it or not. Being a Gabbai tzedakah is a very, you see in Shulchan Aruch, is
a very... that gave it to you, they want to ask for a favor later on.
Besides that, still, who you give it to, and it's a very big achrayis. It's a very big achrayis. So anyways, the two cases I'm thinking of is, like I mentioned yesterday at the end, you have an evangelical minister, supposedly, who wears a talis, after all it says in the Bible. So now again, I don't know who sold it to him, but forget that. How about this case? Very simple. You have somebody in the shul who's a ger, who wants to be a ger, not a ger yet. Potential ger. Right? So, as the famous Chazal says, it ain't over till it's over, right? Not Chazal, right? But it ain't over till it's over, right? So it could be he had a bris milah already, right? He went through that. And then he has to go to the mikvah and he decides not to go. So he's a goy, right? So could you sell him a talis? So now, believe it or not, it's a big discussion, the Mishnah Berurah also. Whether the first reason about the murdering the Jew issue is really a problem. In other words, we're really concerned. Chai Adam brings down that now it's not a problem anymore. We're not worried about a goy will murder a Jew for that. But the second reason. So again, I want to explain. the second reason. I didn't explain it. I don't know what's going on with me today. But the second reason is if you sell or even give it as collateral to a non-Jew, so that non-Jew will be with a woman of ill repute and pay her with the tzitzis, and then what is going to happen? She's going to go to the newspaper and say, look what a Jew gave me, right? And as payment, and slam the Jews, right? Slander the Jews. So again, we have those two reasons. And we don't
sell... That's what you
could have
gave Tamar. He gave his cloak, his staff.
Well, yes, some say that it was a tzitzis. Psilcha.
And he didn't know whether she was Jewish or non-Jewish, right?
Right. Well, so again, you could say it's before Matan Torah. What was the halacha of the... Were they Jews? Were they, right.
But the point is what the Rav said, that he gave a garment as payment to a harlot.
Right, no, but believe it or not, I think Lev Diskin says, Marel Diskin says, that psilcha, like psil... Right? means he gave her tzitzis. Right. So again, that's before Matan Torah, so you know, maybe we can't bring a raya from that. You know, and Hashem gave him Sa'ata Dishmaya, obviously. You know, so yeah. Okay.
I would be more worried about the goy hustling the tzitzis and saying, like, we don't wear these fringes, and just he would cut them.
Oh, so that, believe it or not, is a problem. Let's say by mezuzah, by the time you don't give a mezuzah to a goy because we're scared they're going to be mevazet. So, like, I think I asked Rabbi Meir, remember, he was a chaplain of Shalom at Cedars, and I asked him, like, you know, on the rooms, one thing, but like, they had a mezuzah up in the chaplain offices to administers. So I think he told me, again, I could be not remembering well, but I think he told me that it was a problem of Ava. In other words, the minister said, well, you mean, every door has one of those scrolls on it, and to me, I'm worse, like, you know. But I remember I had this problem because somebody, a Jewish person, from person, had a business and he had a lot of workers. So he has to put up mezuzahs. It's his building, you know. He put up mezuzahs and somebody took him down. So, yeah, so you know, like.
On the other hand, being mevaza. St. Joseph's in Burbank that has a Yoshka.
Yeah, okay, but they own the place, so, you know, like, I don't know. Well, let's not go into that. There's a whole story in my wife's family about that. Okay, because, okay, I won't get into that. Okay, so again, the issue, that would be the issue. The issue would be selling tzitzis to a guy, again. Now, again, I don't know what a person does. Let's say if they're a vendor on Amazon or an eBay or Amazon, and you know, they get an order for it and they sell Judaic, and they get an order for a talis from you know,
Leroy.
Christian the whatever, like some last name that, you know, clearly it doesn't sound Jewish. So, you know, like, what do you do? I don't know. I think it's a good Shiloh. I mean, I don't know, like, let's say this famous minister comes to, you know, a Judaica store and wants to buy a nice talis with an atara in it.
There's people standing around.
Yeah, and he has a whole entourage and thousands and thousands and thousands. I don't know. Could be an Ava problem. I don't know. Again, you could say that maybe the reasons don't apply. I don't know. Okay, so now let's go on to page 60. Now, again, Sivchaf Aleph. Now, again, this is an extremely important halacha, and it comes up like very often for a lot of people. Now again, we're learning it as far as tzitzis are concerned, but we're out of time. Oh, I didn't realize we're out of time, so we're going to have to continue this obviously next week. But in Chafal, we're going to talk about what do you do with old tzitzis. Now you do realize where we're going to go with this. What do you do with an old shofar? What do you do with an old any object of mitzvah? And obviously we're going to touch into what do you do with old tefillin? Again, you'll have a chance to think over Shabbos about, you can think over Shabbos about, are those the same? Are tzitzis, again, let's talk about the strings, or the garment itself. But let's say the strings, is that different than a tefillin? Esrog, well, forget Shemitah. I mean, don't forget Shemitah. But let's say just an esrog. Use the esrog. Sukkot is over. So, you know, Mrs. Flachman's not around to make jam out of it, right? So you got all these esrogim, right? Can I hear you have a bunch of kids? You got a whole orchard there, you know, like, so what do you do with the esrogim? Well, yeah, that makes it worse, but okay. Okay, so let's stop here for tonight, and Meretz Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow, next week, Meretz Hashem, after Shabbos.